The Lord hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. Isaiah chapter 50, verse 4. You are about to hear the encouraging word with Bishop E.A.T. Sackey. Bishop E.A.T. Sackey is an assistant to Bishop Dag Hayward Mills and serves as the resident bishop of the Kadesh, the Church on Fire. This word will bring you hope, comfort, encouragement, salvation, and much more. Join Bishop E.A.T. Sackey as he ministers the infallible word of God. Help us hope in this world where'er we roam.
Ancient words will guide us home. Soul winning is important to prevent the invasion of false religions into our communities. You see clearly that where there is no Christ exalted, where Christ is not lifted up and exalted, other religions are gaining grounds. Are you there? Other religions are gaining grounds. Yeah. And you know it. You'll be surprised how your community can be overridden by other religions as you sit in church. Yes, easily. We are here. We are seeing other structures come up at the various places. Places which are dominated. You know, 100 years ago, Ghana was supposed to be only 5.2% of Ghana population was Christian. 100 years ago. But by the grace of God, as the years have gone by, after 100 years, Ghana's population is now 73% Christian. And it is the most Christian country, perhaps, in the whole world. It's possible. The most Christian country in the whole world. There are some countries where, of course, the population is small and so on, but Ghana is one of the most churched. But you will be surprised that as time has gone by, we have also seen a certain relaxation in the Christendom.
What a shock. You guys are very quiet. I understand what I'm saying. We are going to be preachers in the name of Jesus. We are going to be soul winners in the name of Jesus. We are going to be souls for the Lord. Hallelujah. I said this month of May, we are going to be four souls, everybody for the Lord. And Philippines, make a banner. Where's the Philippines? Make a banner, put it up there, okay? Up in the church. Four souls for God, for Christ, month of May. Amen. Amen. See, May, what are the people putting on the Lord there? What's up? May, M? Miracle. Okay, miracle, it's true. But so winning awaits you, so winning awaits you. Shout amen. Amen. In the miracle, they will come. But the main thing is they're so winning. Amen. Are you there? Right. If you don't preach, our cities will be overrun by other religion. You'll be sitting there, and God forbid, but one day your son should not come to you and say that now I've got another religion. I'm telling you, we've got to pray. Because your son lives in another country, comes with another religion. May he never come and tell you that I've got another religion. May it never happen in Jesus' name. Say, God forbid. May your sons and daughters never rise up and go. Say, I don't have to. Say, God forbid. Yes. But then we have to then preach. Can it happen in me? Your son will never come and say, I'm not an atheist. I don't believe in God again. Hey! You go to say, God forbid. You go to say, or you don't think it's possible, eh? You have to get bind it. God forbid. Does somebody get something and say that? Now, this idea about God, I met a young boy, 12 years old, told his father that this thing about this idea, this God thing, what is it about? This God thing, 12 years, have come boy. He's telling his father, this God thing, I don't believe in this God thing. God thing. What a shock. And Switzerland was once a country of Christians. It was a pastoral mission. Today, you go to Switzerland, and I've been there. Bishop took me there. In Basel, the town called Basel, where the Basel missionaries were sent to Africa and to Ghana. The whole Basel office, Basel missions office, is being put into a little box, little room like this. We bishop won't take you. I want to come to the Basel mission, that same missionaries to Ghana and so on. The whole place is occupied by other things in a little cubicle. All the friends are there. This is all the Basel that is left. No, you want to know me. They don't believe in God again. They don't believe in God again. We have a church in the town, in Basel, in Switzerland. We have a church there. They don't believe in God, those who brought us. Bill came, built all the churches there. They are copy mountains. And they came, told them they came within 3 months, they died. And you send the missionaries, and you come. They believe in working and sending the gospel far away. Their sons and their grandsons and grandchildren don't believe in God. So that's what happens if you don't. Look, we are in a very Christian country, so you don't think that can happen. If we sit back and this type of Christianity that we are practicing now, give me, my name is Jimmy. There's a verse in the Bible. The rich has two sons. It's one is called give me, the other name is give me more. You haven't seen the scripture. Let me show you. I think it's Proverbs chapter 30 or so. Proverbs 30 and verse 20 or something. No, we will get finished, don't worry. Have you found it? Proverbs 30 and I think verse 20. Found it? Alright. 30, 20, 20. What does it say? Okay, look at verse 19. Proverbs 30. It's a very interesting scripture that I saw and I was amazed. The King James puts it in another way. But the leech has two sons. Have you found out that verse? Somebody find it. Find it for me. Yeah. Verse 15. Okay. Look at verse 15. The horse leech have two daughters. Not sons of God, daughters. Crying, give me, give. Look at the basic Bible. Put the basic Bible there. Basic Bible. The leech has 20 daughters named Give Me and Give Me More. Have you seen it? The leech has what? Two daughters. Twins. One is called Give Me and another called Give Me More. That's the difference of today. Give Me and Give Me More. The leech has two daughters. Things are never satisfied. No. Therefore, that never say that's enough. Thank you. May God deliver us in the name of Jesus, by the way. Say amen. Right, let's go on quickly. Another reason why you must be a soul winner is soul winning is important because they cannot hear or be saved without a preacher. People can never hear and be saved without a preacher. Romans chapter 10 and verse 14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So he says that if there are no soul winners, I mean, if they are not preachers, people will not be saved. God has chosen that by the foolishness of preaching. Somebody say amen. Amen. By what? Nobody is born a Christian. Nobody is born a Christian. You can be born a Muslim. Do you understand? Yeah, but for Christianity, you must get to a point where you have to decide. I told my sons, that time, as I drove with them in town, went away. My children drove them in the night. We drove around the cities and in the crowd we went to the rich areas. We looked at all the Eastern Gold areas and Trasaco. And we all said, oh, told them, we said that we'd like to have our house here. And so, very good. And then after that, we left and then we drove. We went to Accra Central. You know what I'm saying? Abubushi. In the night, around 10, 11 p.m., I was driving them slowly. Midnight, around driving them. And so we was lying back in gutters and all that. Nobody, the prison, the car was quiet. As we're driving around the prison, they were surprised that people live in such places. Sleeping there. And then you're wondering, what would happen when it rains? People living there. So nobody said, want to build their house there. They were just quiet, watching. Then as we drove past, all of them said that they didn't like where we stay. I said, yes, people like it. But there's no road, that knew what the other was. And you see where we were staying. So as I drove around with them, and then, day before we got home, I parked my car. I said, let me talk to you. Your father is a pastor. I've been a pastor for many years. I preach to people. I travel. I talk to them. I pastor. I preach. I consider all that. But now, my preaching, my being a pastor's son cannot save you. You have to take decisions yourself, each of you. You must be accountable for your lives. It's not because you are my children that qualify to be Christian to go to heaven. It's your decisions. So you have to take it for yourself. Pray and give your heart to Christ that will save you. Not because I'm your father. And I make your big decisions for yourself. Are you there? So it is not become Christian by osmosis. You're being greeted by hearing the word of God. Yes, I'm a resident, but I know what osmosis is. Are you there? Become a Christian by hearing. How can they hear without a preacher? May you be a preacher to somebody. May somebody hear the gospel through you. Did you say amen properly? That's why we are here. Hallelujah. Find later. That's why we are here. Amen. Somebody ought to be saved, and they'll be saved by your preaching.
Hallelujah.
Angels don't preach to people. So I said, Lord, send angels to my mother. God must come and send a preacher. Hallelujah. God needs to send a preacher. You are the preacher. Because when Abraham was out there, and then the rich man was in hell, and the rich man lifted his hands and saw Abraham and the Lazarus in his bosom, and the Bible says that the rich man stood there to Father Abraham, please send this poor man to put his finger in water, come and touch my tongue, for I'm dying. And Abraham said, I'm sorry, there's a chasm, a big gap between where you went, where I'm so bad, nobody can cross over, it's not possible. And then the rich man said, okay, then Father Abraham, I have four brothers in Accra. One lives at Tuba area. One lives at Nibosmoche. One lives at Kaswa. The other lives at Choice. Please send somebody from send an angel, somebody here, to go and tell them that hell is real. And Abraham said, son, I'm sorry. And on the earth, right there, what we are talking about, there's the Choice and the Kaswas and all that we are talking about, I have myself that preaches there. Because you are there, I don't have to let somebody rise up from the dead and go. Because you are there, God knows that somebody will hear the gospel. Can I have an amen? Because you are there, somebody will hear the gospel. How can they hear without a preacher? They will become the preachers of the gospel. Can you have a loud amen?
Amen.
How can they be saved without a preacher?
Preaching.
Keep on preaching.
Amen.
Keep on preaching.
Amen.
I was happy when Sunday I saw an old group come, and a castle, they were going for a castle. Young men and young women, old men and old women, they said, oh, we want to go. We want to go out there. And they know that you may not have a chance to stand on a crusade platform like Bishop Dow. But you can also talk to a soul. Go out and talk to somebody. And preach. You can do it. There's something you can do. How many of you will ever have the chance to hold the microphone and preach in church on Sunday or Tuesday? Because we're pastors sitting here, realizing all the pastors are here. You may not have the chance, but you cannot say that you never had the chance to preach. There are many people who can preach too. Just with me. You put that song on the platform. Rescue the person. Duty demands it. Strength for the labor the Lord will provide. Plead with them earnestly. Plead with them gently. Tell them the Savior has died. Tell them. Tell them the Savior has died. Are you still in church? Tell you, we are not playing church. We are doing the work of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you still here?
Yes.
Are you still here? So when it's important, now, because the night comes, when no man can wake. John chapter 9, verse 4. One day Jesus says something prophetically. He said, I'm waking. I must wake the rest of him that sent me. While it is day, the night cometh, and no man can wake. The night comes when nobody can wake. Are you there?
Yes.
I said, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. The night comes. The night will come, not us. When you cannot wake. Reverend Louise, the night will come when we cannot wake again. The night comes. Nobody can wake. Opportunity is not forever. Tell you, why are we sitting here? Why are we sitting here? It's getting dark. And the night is coming. And when the night comes, we just have to stop waking. Nobody can wake. Go to places in the world. The door is shut. You can't preach there anymore. The door is shut. We are blessed to have churches in Kenya, churches in Uganda, in Rwanda, in Botswana, in South Africa, in Mozambique. We have churches in Angola. We have churches in South Africa. We have churches in Madagascar, which is a country, you have churches. Ethiopia, you have churches in. Cote d'Ivoire, Congo, Congo, Brazzaville, you have churches in. Burundi, Malawi, Zambia, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Cameroon, Togo, Nigeria, Mali, Guinea-Bissau, Senegal. Keep mentioning it. How can we not mention the top of Africa? Nobody's mentioning it in the country. Because the door is shut. The door is shut. Nobody can go there. The countries where there's not even one church. So that out. Because the door is shut. That's why the night has come. The night has come. Jesus said, the night comes. Nobody, if you want to go, you cannot go. You cannot get there. Jesus said, I must do the work. I must wait the work. But who sent me? The night comes. Preach it to you. The night comes. We can't work. The door is shut. A time comes when even yourself, your energy level is
low. Oh, no.
You'll be sitting there. You'll be sitting there. You wish you can. But you can't. You can't. I started preaching him when I was like 13 years old. I said, preaching 15, I'm preaching. Very soon I'm going to be 60. And I move on and where time can when physically I will not have the energy to go. It's not everybody in church that are asked to come and see me in the office upstairs. Because climbing upstairs is energy. Tell you. The time comes when the energy. Now you are strong. Young man, you are strong. Let's do the work now. Let's do it now. Let's do it
Don't say you don't know how to preach. Don't say I'm here to challenge you. I know this is not a very exciting message, but I'm telling you, you need to hear this. You need to hear this. Tell me, without the vision, we will perish. The church will finish. I read a little, I'm sure, this little WhatsApp says on. Somebody said in a certain town, only one person goes to church. One person goes to church. I've seen churches where there are 4 people, 5 people. Yeah. One day we were looking for a place to meet one of our churches in Switzerland. When you see a man who was in charge of the chapel building, church building, he was the caretaker and all that. When we talk to him, they will share how they will charge for us because the main church, nobody goes to church. About 7, not more than 50 people who go to church. Every man, not on Sunday, every man together. And so we beg, we want to hear the place that we're negotiating. And as we're talking to someone, I pray, I said, oh, you know, I don't believe in God. The keeper of the church. Say, so he doesn't believe in God. He said, just a job. So I don't believe in God. The keeper of the church. Church lost its vision. Church began to do other things. Look, bless God for our church. We are blessed as a ministry. We have hospitals. We have schools. We have orphanage. We have all these things. But the primary work is to preach the gospel. Can I have an amen? The primary work is to preach. These are all signs. The primary work is not to build schools. It's the primary work of the Ministry of Education to build schools.
That's right.
The primary work of Ghana Water Company to supply water. That's right. For us to build, we have big boreholes in places around Mambo. We have big boreholes, but that's not our primary work. Our primary work is to preach. Everybody has a primary work.
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yes.
And our primary work is to preach. We stop preaching, that's when we begin to die. God have mercy on us. That after bishop, our bishop, our beside bishop is gone. Perhaps after some of us have gone, I pray that one of the people will rise up after us. Church will collapse. Somebody said that if John Wesley rise from the dead, he will not join the church that he started. The church that he founded, he will not join the church. John Wesley rise from the dead. Tell us what he said. Bless God, man. Revivals are coming here in the Bible. If he rises up, he will not recognize. First of all, before I think about joining it. No, where is the church I found it? You will not recognize it. Tell me. Are you still in church?
Yes.
I said, are you still in church?
Yes.
Bless God for church of Pentecost. Time the founder was dying, and several years ago in the late 80s or so, you know, I was privileged to meet the founder, James McKeon. I met him twice. Once I met him in Sweden at the Church of Pentecost convention. I met him in the beautiful, you know, they used to have this kind of national convention or something like that. Church of Pentecost, and he was singing. He didn't even understand tree, an Irishman, a Scottish or whatever. Scottish. He will come in. He came to Ghana with his wife. They never had parental children. But look at the thousands of children God has blessed them with. They used to move from place to place, hitting the empty kerosene tin. You are knocking white women and white man, and people will gather, and then they get to pretend you preach to them, and you preach to them. And people are getting saved. And all that went on, build the church, started the church. And so when I met him, he was quite old. And they were singing. And I remember that day, you know, King Pentecost was a very wonderful church. Very wonderful church. And that day, didn't worship. I mean, you know, because I've always been Christian, just loving places where the Spirit of God is. As I stood there, and then there was worshiping, singing all the beautiful trees song they sang. And then one lady came from the congregation, I don't know who she was, but she came. And then they know themselves very well. So she came and took the microphone and started singing.
We are just privileged that we saw a few lighthouse churches.
You see it there. You see it there. Remotest part of Ghana, you see the signboard. And you see a cute, small gentleman that can take about 50, 60 people, but they have them on the ground. You see Church of Pentecost here and a mosque here. Church of Pentecost here and a mosque here. One day, Bishop went up and said, we are building 150 churches in the north. 150 churches in the north. You mean that somebody, one of our pastors, resigned? Because said that we should rather build big churches in Accra. He disagreed. That why shouldn't we build the product and collaborate? We're now moving in. We don't even have a place. We need a bigger thing. How can we build them? But let's go out there. We are building them. And we are able to build them by the grace of God. Good. Can I have an amen? Are you so good? And the church feel growing. It's a beautiful thing to watch. I called Bishop. I said, Bishop, I'm okay. Far away in a girl in a village. I'm walking somewhere in Cape Town to get a book of it. We see a church building there, but we see one little town, we see five churches, but it costs 10 buildings. Wow. I'm telling you. As we clap for ourselves that we have done great things, people are still finding the founder is dead. That's the beauty of it. The founder is not here, and the church is not now. It's not a dream. But if the time comes and he goes, those who are left behind, if my time comes and I'm not here, Bishop, and all of us who are not here, we are not there. It should never happen. They've handed over the church to be houses. The houses who are looking for things for themselves. When Elijah handed over the message to Elisha, Elisha did twice what Elijah did. But when it was time for the houses, because I'm not chasing for things. Clothes and money. Are we still here? Where is the
mission? Go away.
Let me give you one more point and we push. Reverend Louise, are we there? I'm preaching to you.
I'm
preaching to the church. Are you still here? Thank you, Jesus. You must be a soul winner. Because shepherds and pastors are supposed to notice the lost souls around them. We should notice the lost souls around us. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. Help me, Jesus. But when he saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then said he unto the disciples, the harvest is truly plentiful, but the laborers are few. This is what Jesus said. They fainted and were scattered abroad.
because you want to work.
We must tell them of the soon
nations, not the executives, but the laborers of you. Pray for me, be a laborer. Make me a laborer. Make me a laborer. Make me a laborer. Make me a laborer.
So many souls. 10% to show that